The Boglehead's Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Boglehead's Guide to Investing is a comprehensive guide to investing written by Taylor Larimore, Mel Lindauer, and Michael LaBeouf. The book provides an overview of the basics of investing, including asset allocation, diversification, cost-effective investments, and tax management. It also covers more advanced topics such as retirement planning, estate planning, and portfolio rebalancing. The authors provide readers with practical advice on how to create a sound investment plan that will help them reach their financial goals. They discuss the importance of setting realistic expectations for returns and emphasize the need for discipline in order to achieve long-term success. The book also includes detailed information about different types of investments such as stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. In addition to providing guidance on creating an effective investment strategy, the authors offer tips on how to avoid common mistakes made by novice investors. They explain why it is important not to chase after short-term gains or try too hard to time the market. Instead, they recommend focusing on low-cost index funds, which have been proven over time as one of the most reliable ways for investors to build wealth. Overall, this book provides a comprehensive overview of investing principles that can be applied regardless of individual circumstances or level of experience. It offers valuable insight into how successful investors think about money management while avoiding complex jargon so that even beginners can understand its contents. Main ideas. Main idea number one. Start early. The earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow. Compound interest can be a powerful tool for building wealth over time. Main idea number two. Invest regularly. Investing regularly, even small amounts, can help you build wealth over time. Dollar cost averaging can help you take advantage of market fluctuations. Main idea number three. Diversify. Diversifying your investments can help reduce risk and increase returns. Investing in a variety of asset classes can help you achieve your long-term goals. Main idea number four. Minimize fees. Minimizing fees and expenses can help you maximize your returns. Look for low-cost index funds and ETFs to help you keep costs down. Main idea number five. Rebalance. Rebalancing your portfolio periodically can help you maintain your desired asset allocation. This can help you stay on track with your long-term goals. Main idea number six. Avoid market timing. Trying to time the market is a risky strategy that often leads to losses. Investing for the long term is a better approach. Main idea number seven. Invest in tax-advantaged accounts. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts such as 401(k), S and IRAs can help you save on taxes and maximize your returns. Main idea number eight. Invest in yourself. Investing in yourself can help you build wealth over time. Investing in education, skills, and career development can pay off in the long run. Main idea number nine. Invest in quality. Investing in quality companies with strong fundamentals can help you achieve long-term success. Look for companies with a history of success and strong management. Main idea number 10. Avoid get-rich-quick schemes. Get-rich-quick schemes are often too good to be true. Investing in the stock market requires patience and discipline. Main idea number 11. Avoid leverage. Leverage can be a powerful tool, but it can also be risky. Leverage can magnify losses as well as gains, so use it with caution. Main idea number 12. Invest in what you know. investing in what you know can help you make better decisions. Investing in companies and industries you understand can help you make informed decisions. Main idea number 13. Invest for the long term. Investing for the long term can help you achieve your financial goals. Investing with a long-term horizon can help you stay focused on your goals. Main idea number 14. Don't follow the herd. Following the herd can be a dangerous strategy. Do your own research and make your own decisions. Main idea number 15. Don't panic. Don't panic when the market goes down. Stay focused on your long-term goals and don't make rash decisions. Main idea number 16. Don't try to beat the market. Trying to beat the market is a difficult and often futile task. Investing in index funds can help you achieve market returns. Main idea number 17. Don't chase performance. Chasing performance can be a dangerous strategy. Investing in quality companies with strong fundamentals is a better approach. Main idea number 18. Don't over-diversify. Over-diversifying can lead to suboptimal returns. Investing in a few quality companies can help you achieve your goals. Main idea number 19. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Diversifying your investments can help reduce risk. Investing in a variety of asset classes can help you achieve your goals. Main idea number 20. Don't put too much emphasis on past performance. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Investing in quality companies with strong fundamentals is a better approach. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Starting early is one of the most important pieces of advice for investors. The earlier you start investing, the more time your money has to grow and benefit from compound interest. Compound interest is a powerful tool that can help you build wealth over time by reinvesting any earnings or gains back into your investments. This allows your money to earn even more money, creating a snowball effect that can lead to significant returns in the long run. The power of compounding means that if you start investing at an early age, even small amounts can add up significantly over time. For example, if you invest $100 per month starting at age 25 and continue until retirement at 65 with an average annual return rate of 8%, then by retirement age you will have accumulated nearly $400,000. That's why it's so important to get started as soon as possible. Of course, there are other factors involved in successful investing such as diversification and risk management, but starting early is key for taking advantage of compound interest and building wealth over time. So don't wait, start now. Main idea number 2. Investing regularly is a great way to build wealth over time. Dollar cost averaging can help you take advantage of market fluctuations and maximize your returns. This strategy involves investing the same amount of money at regular intervals, regardless of what the stock market is doing. By investing in this manner, you are buying more shares when prices are low and fewer shares when prices are high, which helps reduce your overall risk. The key to successful dollar cost averaging is consistency. You should commit to investing a certain amount each month or quarter so that you don't miss out on any opportunities due to hesitation or procrastination. It's also important to remember that even small amounts add up over time. If you invest just $50 per month for 10 years, for example, it could turn into thousands of dollars by the end. Dollar cost averaging isn't a get-rich-quick scheme, rather, it's an effective long-term investment strategy that can help you reach your financial goals without taking on too much risk. With discipline and patience, anyone can use this approach to grow their wealth steadily over time. Main idea number 3. Diversifying your investments is an important part of any successful investment strategy. By investing in a variety of asset classes, you can reduce the risk associated with any one particular type of investment and increase your potential returns over time. Investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, commodities, and other types of investments can help you achieve your long-term financial goals. When diversifying your portfolio, it's important to consider both the amount invested in each asset class as well as the individual securities within that asset class. For example, If you are investing in stocks, it may be beneficial to invest in different sectors such as technology or healthcare rather than just one sector like energy. This will help spread out the risk associated with any single stock or sector. It's also important to remember that diversification does not guarantee profits or protect against losses, however, it can help minimize volatility and maximize returns over time. As always, when making decisions about investments, it is best to consult a qualified financial advisor who can provide personalized advice tailored to meet your specific needs. Main idea number 4. Minimizing fees and expenses is an important part of maximizing your returns. Fees can eat away at your profits, so it's important to look for low-cost options when investing. Index funds and ETFs are a great way to keep costs down while still providing diversification in your portfolio. Index funds track the performance of a particular index, such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average. They provide broad exposure to different sectors without having to pick individual stocks, which can be time-consuming and expensive. ETFs are similar, but they trade like stocks on exchanges, allowing you to buy and sell them quickly. Both index funds and ETFs have lower expense ratios than actively managed mutual funds, meaning that more of your money goes towards investments rather than fees. This makes them attractive options for investors who want to maximize their returns with minimal effort. Main idea number 5. Rebalancing your portfolio is an important part of any long-term investment strategy. It involves periodically adjusting the mix of investments in your portfolio to maintain a desired asset allocation. This helps ensure that you remain on track with your financial goals and objectives. When rebalancing, it's important to consider both the current market conditions and your own personal risk tolerance. For example, if stocks have been performing well recently, you may want to reduce their weighting in favor of more conservative investments such as bonds or cash equivalents. On the other hand, if stocks have been underperforming for some time, you may want to increase their weighting in order to take advantage of potential future gains. It's also important to remember that rebalancing should be done regularly, ideally at least once per year, in order for it to be effective. Doing so will help keep your portfolio aligned with its original purpose and prevent it from becoming too heavily weighted towards one particular asset class. Main idea number 6. Avoiding market timing is a key principle of successful investing. Market timing involves trying to predict when the stock market will go up or down, and then buying or selling accordingly. Unfortunately, this strategy rarely works out as planned. Even professional investors have difficulty predicting short-term movements in the markets, so it's unlikely that an individual investor can do any better. The best approach for most investors is to invest for the long term. This means taking a buy-and-hold approach and holding investments over several years or even decades. By doing this, you are more likely to benefit from compounding returns and reduce your risk of losses due to short-term fluctuations in the markets. It's also important to diversify your portfolio across different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, real estate, and cash equivalents. Diversification helps spread out your risk by reducing exposure to any one particular asset class or sector of the economy. This way, if one part of your portfolio takes a hit due to market volatility, other parts may be able to cushion some of those losses. Main idea number 7. Investing in tax-advantaged accounts is a great way to save on taxes and maximize your returns. These types of accounts allow you to defer or even eliminate taxes on the money you invest, allowing it to grow faster than if it were taxed at regular income rates. 401(k)s are employer-sponsored retirement plans that allow employees to contribute pre-tax dollars into an account for retirement savings. IRAs, individual retirement accounts, are similar but can be opened by anyone regardless of employment status. The benefits of investing in these types of accounts include lower taxes, higher potential returns, and more control over how your money is invested. With 401(k)s, employers often match contributions up to a certain percentage, which can significantly increase the amount saved for retirement. Additionally, many employers offer additional incentives such as matching funds or other bonuses when employees reach certain milestones with their investments. When considering whether or not to invest in tax-advantaged accounts like 401(k), S and IRAs, it's important to understand the rules associated with them so that you don't incur any penalties from early withdrawals or other missteps. It's also important to consider how much risk you are willing to take on when investing, since some investments may have greater potential rewards but also come with greater risks. Main idea number 8. Investing in yourself is an important part of building wealth over time. It can be done through education, skills development, and career advancement. Investing in your own knowledge and abilities can pay off significantly in the long run. Education is a great way to invest in yourself. Taking classes or pursuing higher degrees can help you gain valuable knowledge that will benefit you throughout your life. Additionally, investing in certifications or specialized training courses can give you an edge when it comes to job opportunities. Developing new skills is another way to invest in yourself. Learning how to code, write copy for websites, or design graphics are all examples of ways that you can increase your value as a professional and make yourself more attractive to employers. Finally, investing in career development is essential if you want to build wealth over time. Networking with other professionals and attending industry events are great ways to stay up to date on trends and find potential job opportunities. Main idea number 9. Investing in quality companies with strong fundamentals is a key component of long-term success. Quality companies have a track record of success, and their management teams are experienced and knowledgeable. When investing in these types of businesses, it's important to look for ones that have the potential to grow over time. This means researching the company's financials, understanding its competitive advantages, and evaluating its future prospects. It's also important to consider how well the company is managed. Look for signs that management has a clear vision for the business and is taking steps to ensure its continued growth. Additionally, make sure they're making smart decisions when it comes to allocating resources and managing risk. Finally, pay attention to any changes in leadership or strategy. If there are major shifts occurring within the organization, this could be an indication that something isn't quite right. By investing in quality companies with strong fundamentals, you can help ensure your investments will perform well over time. Doing your research ahead of time can help you identify those businesses most likely to succeed so you can maximize your returns while minimizing risk. Main idea number 10. Avoiding get-rich-quick schemes is essential for any investor. These schemes often promise unrealistic returns in a short period of time, and they rarely deliver on their promises. Investing in the stock market requires patience and discipline to be successful. It's important to understand that there are no shortcuts when it comes to investing. You must be willing to put in the work and research necessary to make informed decisions about your investments. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore provides an excellent overview of how investors can create a sound investment strategy without relying on get-rich-quick schemes. The book covers topics such as asset allocation, diversification, risk management, tax planning, retirement planning, and more. By following the advice outlined in this book, investors can build a portfolio that will help them achieve their financial goals over time. Main idea number 11. Avoiding leverage is a wise decision for most investors. Leverage can be a powerful tool, but it also carries significant risk. When used correctly, leverage can magnify gains. However, if the market moves against you, your losses will be amplified as well. Therefore, it is important to use caution when considering leveraging investments. When deciding whether or not to use leverage in your portfolio, consider both the potential rewards and risks associated with this strategy. If you are an experienced investor who understands how to manage risk effectively and has access to sufficient capital reserves should things go wrong, then leveraging may be appropriate for you. However, if you are new to investing or do not have enough resources available should something unexpected occur, then avoiding leverage altogether may be the best option. Ultimately, each investor must decide what level of risk they are comfortable taking on and make their decisions accordingly. For many investors, that means avoiding leveraged investments entirely in order to protect their capital from potentially large losses. Main idea number 12. Investing in what you know is a great way to make informed decisions when it comes to investing. It can help you understand the industry and company better, so that you can make more educated decisions about where to put your money. By understanding the business model of a company, its competitive advantages, and its financials, you can be sure that your investments are sound. When investing in what you know, it's important to do research on the companies or industries before making any investment decisions. This will help ensure that your investments are based on facts rather than speculation or emotion. Additionally, staying up to date with news related to the companies or industries in which you invest will also help keep your portfolio balanced and profitable. Finally, diversifying across different sectors and asset classes is an important part of any successful investment strategy. Investing solely in one sector or asset class increases risk as all markets move together at times, therefore having exposure across multiple sectors helps reduce overall risk while still allowing for potential growth opportunities. Main idea number 13. Investing for the long term is a strategy that can help you reach your financial goals. It involves taking a disciplined approach to investing, with an emphasis on staying focused on your objectives and not getting distracted by short-term market fluctuations. Long-term investments are typically held for 5 years or more, allowing investors to benefit from compounding returns over time. This type of investing also allows investors to take advantage of tax deferral benefits, such as those offered through retirement accounts like 401(k)s and IRAs. When investing for the long term, it's important to create a diversified portfolio that includes stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and other types of investments. Diversification helps reduce risk by spreading out your investments across different asset classes so that if one investment performs poorly in the short term, others may still be doing well. Additionally, having a mix of assets can help protect against inflation since some assets tend to perform better than others when prices rise. It's also important to have realistic expectations about how much money you will make from your investments over time. While there is always potential for growth in any investment portfolio over the long run, it's important not to expect too much too soon, especially during volatile markets or economic downturns, as this could lead to disappointment or even losses. Main idea number 14. The idea of not following the herd is an important one when it comes to investing. It can be tempting to follow what everyone else is doing, but this can often lead to poor decisions and bad outcomes. Instead, it's important to do your own research and make your own decisions based on that research. This means taking the time to understand different investment strategies, researching potential investments thoroughly, and understanding how they fit into your overall financial plan. By taking a more independent approach, you are less likely to get caught up in market trends or fads that may not be beneficial for you in the long run. You will also have a better understanding of why certain investments are right for you and why others may not be suitable at all. Taking control of your finances by making informed decisions rather than blindly following what everyone else is doing can help ensure that you reach your financial goals. Main idea number 15. When the stock market takes a downturn, it can be tempting to panic and make rash decisions. However, this is not the best approach for long-term investors. Instead of panicking, take a step back and focus on your long-term goals. Consider what you are trying to achieve with your investments and how short-term fluctuations in the market may affect those goals. It's important to remember that markets go up and down over time. These fluctuations are normal. While it may seem like an opportunity to buy low or sell high when prices drop suddenly, this isn't always wise. If you have a well-diversified portfolio that is aligned with your risk tolerance and financial objectives, then there is no need to make any drastic changes. If you find yourself feeling anxious about the current state of the market, try taking some deep breaths or engaging in calming activities such as yoga or meditation. Remind yourself that investing is a marathon rather than a sprint. It's all about staying focused on your long-term goals despite short-term volatility. Main idea number 16. Don't try to beat the market. It's a difficult and often futile task, as stock prices are unpredictable and can be influenced by many factors outside of your control. Instead, Consider investing in index funds that track the performance of major stock indices such as the S&P 500 or Dow Jones Industrial Average. This way you can achieve market returns without having to worry about trying to outsmart other investors. Index funds provide an easy way for investors to diversify their portfolios while still achieving market returns. They also tend to have lower fees than actively managed mutual funds, which means more money stays in your pocket over time. Additionally, since they don't require active management from a fund manager, they're less expensive and easier to maintain. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing provides detailed advice on how best to use index funds in order to maximize your return on investment while minimizing risk. The book covers topics such as asset allocation strategies, tax-efficient investing techniques, portfolio rebalancing methods, and much more. Main idea number 17. Chasing performance is a strategy that many investors fall into, but it can be dangerous. It involves investing in stocks or funds that have recently had strong returns, hoping to ride the wave of success and make money quickly. Unfortunately, this approach often leads to disappointment as these investments may not continue their upward trajectory. A better approach is to invest in quality companies with strong fundamentals. This means looking for businesses with solid balance sheets and good management teams who are focused on long-term growth rather than short-term gains. Investing in such companies will provide more consistent returns over time and help you build wealth steadily. The Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore provides an excellent overview of how to identify quality companies and create a portfolio that will stand the test of time. By following its advice, you can avoid chasing performance and instead focus on building a diversified portfolio of high-quality investments. Main idea number 18. When it comes to investing, diversification is key. However, there can be too much of a good thing. Don't over-diversify. Over-diversifying can lead to suboptimal returns. Investing in a few quality companies can help you achieve your goals. The idea behind not over-diversifying is that when you spread your investments across too many different stocks or funds, the individual holdings become so small that they don't have enough impact on the overall portfolio performance. This means that even if one stock performs well, it won't make up for any losses from other stocks. Instead of spreading yourself thin by investing in dozens of different stocks and funds, focus on finding a handful of high-quality investments with strong fundamentals and long-term potential. By doing this, you will be able to maximize your returns while minimizing risk. Main idea number 19. The idea of not putting all your eggs in one basket is an important concept when it comes to investing. Diversifying your investments can help reduce risk and increase the chances of achieving your financial goals. By diversifying, you are spreading out the risk across different asset classes such as stocks, bonds, real estate, commodities, and cash equivalents. When you invest in a variety of asset classes, you are able to take advantage of different market conditions. For example, if one asset class is performing poorly due to economic or political factors, another may be doing well. This helps balance out any losses that may occur from one investment while still allowing for potential gains from other investments. Diversification also allows investors to spread their money across different types of investments with varying levels of risk. This way they can tailor their portfolio according to their individual needs and goals without taking on too much risk at once. By following the advice outlined in the Bogleheads Guide to Investing by Taylor Larimore and diversifying your investments across multiple asset classes, you will be better positioned to achieve long-term success with your finances. Main idea number 20. When it comes to investing, many people put too much emphasis on past performance. They look at a company's stock price over the last few years and assume that it will continue to rise in the future. However, this is not always the case. Past performance is no guarantee of future results, so investors should be wary of relying too heavily on historical data when making decisions about their investments. A better approach is to focus on quality companies with strong fundamentals. Look for businesses that have solid balance sheets and are well managed by experienced executives who understand how to create value for shareholders. Investing in these types of companies can help you achieve long-term success without taking unnecessary risks. It's also important to diversify your portfolio across different asset classes and sectors so that you're not overly exposed to any one particular investment or market trend. This way, if one sector or asset class underperforms, your overall portfolio won't suffer as much. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.